Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Seth Lipsky is with us. He's back. Seth was a founding member of the New York Sun. He worked at the Wall Street Journal, my favorite newspaper in the whole world. For a long time, he worked there. And he was also the founding editor of the Forward newspaper. He was a Pulitzer Prize finalist. And now he is the author of The Citizen's Constitution, an annotated guide. And he's back here to talk to us about this very important document. Seth Lipsky, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. You know, Seth, one of the things that I was going to read a couple of things here to you that I picked up over the years. In The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote this: We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions here, no kings. And then in The Origin of the Bill of Rights, Leonard Levy wrote this: freedom was a product of the New World conditions. Now, which, end quote. And I believe that those conditions were what Thomas Jefferson wrote in the form of Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the key point about the freedom and the Constitution is the Constitution is not what gives us our freedom. The authors of the Constitution thought man got his freedom from his creator, and what
right.
they did is that they prohibited Congress or the government from interfering with it, from
mm-hmm.
abridging it. And that negative way in which freedom is protected is one of the most fundamental principles in the Constitution.
And 10 years before the Declaration of Independence in 1766, John Dickinson said that this freedom was born with us, exists with us, and cannot be taken from us by any man without taking our lives. That was the kind of passion that was rising in the bark of the colonists back in those days, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. Actually, it's a lovely quote.
Yeah, I love that one.
And the fear of the founders of America was that the threat from freedom was from the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's a profound, simple point.
And here's the thing that's so important, that they had that kind of a well-developed perspective and were able to put it into something that preserved what they wanted to do, that actually created what they wanted, as rude as they probably thought it was, and as much, you know, acrimony as sometimes as it took to put it together, it still became what I think is arguably the most magnificent human document, uninspired, at least, I was speaking of the Bible, of all time. What do you think?
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
And go ahead.
No, it was an extraordinary group of individuals who made a point of studying the forms of government throughout history and the political economy, and then they sat down and they wrote I've heard one person call it a contraption.
Contraption.
A contraption.
I never have heard that before.
of checks and balances that work to keep the government from interfering with people's lives.
If you could sit down in front of Jefferson and Adams and Franklin right now, and you know, they just woke up, and you said, and they said, "How's the Constitution doing?" Or you said, "Or you said, you know, basically it's been, you know, it's been mucked with a little bit, but basically it's still in, basically intact." Do you think they'd be surprised?
I don't think they would be surprised, but I do think they would be concerned, maybe even horrified at some of the things that have happened. I mean, for just to pull one out of the air, most of the founders of America really hated the idea of paper money.
Really?
And they just thought it was a terrible evil that could lead to dishonesty and thievery. And
do you think they saw politics and the potential for the dangers of politics and money?
They were worried about the kind of thing that was happening in Rhode Island, runaway inflation, and they gave Congress the power to coin money and regulate its values. And they said the states could not make anything other than gold or silver coin legal tender. And they really tried hard to do that. And I think if they looked at a dollar that was now worth only a 1/200th of an ounce of gold, they would be shocked.
What do you think they would think about dollars that are ones and zeros instead of paper or gold?
Right, right.
In the electronic money.
I think they would.
That would be their worst nightmare, probably, wouldn't it?
Right. I think they would probably say that part of it has been. Has been contrary to their vision of how they thought it would go.
Very interesting. Well, of course, in those days they had no way of imagining, I guess, the level to which commerce has grown through their efforts. I in a piece that I published this week. Every year on this topic, you know, I say that the founders gave American entrepreneurs the freedom to be who we are. Without that document, without the ability to benefit from the risks that we take, and through liberty and through freedom, through the ability to protect our assets from the government, for example, sans kings, as I said earlier, you know, there would be no entrepreneurship.
Right, right. I think one of the things they would be pleased about is the way their prohibitions on tariffs between the states, the restrictions on trade between the states, has created a large, vibrant country.
You think the united part they'd be happy about? And I want you to comment on that and finish that thought. We'll come back after these messages. Seth Lipsky is our guest, folks. The book is outstanding, The Citizen's Constitution, 20 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things that we have there and the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members. And don't forget our poll question right on the homepage there. Click on that, choose your answer, submit it, and you'll see immediately how your vote resulted and where you stack up with everybody else who's already voted. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Seth Lipsky is our guest. He's the author of the outstanding book, The Citizen's Constitution. We're in our run-up to celebrating America's Independence Day. We thought it very appropriate to have Seth on the show. Seth, you were telling us that you thought that one of the things that the founders really cared a lot about was getting the states to work together, especially from the standpoint of interstate trade. And so, based on that, what do you think they'd say right now?
Well, I think they would be impressed at what a vibrant, strong country for all its problems has been created by what a vast market has been created by the rules that they laid down, by the prohibition on the states from interfering with that market that
right.
has been laid down.
Right. Do you think that they'd be pleased with the nationalism that America has? I mean, you know, in those days, they didn't even know anything about the West. You know, it was going to be 20 years before the Louisiana Purchase would happen. I mean, they were still thinking, you know, 13 colonies and maybe a few territories. But you think they'd be amazed at the nationalism that Americans feel?
I think they would. You know, this is purely speculation, but I think they would share the pride in America. And the idea of one country and its strength and its physical vastness, I think they would be happy about that. You know, if I were, you know, and one can only speculate, but there was a great deal of concern that the federal government would overwhelm the states.
That was the big tug of war, wasn't it? States' rights, the Federalists versus the states' rights.
Right,
folks.
I mean, that was one of the very, very big elements.
That was the crucible around which the Constitution was primarily developed, wasn't it?
That certainly was one of the big themes. And my sense is that the people who were concerned, the founders who were concerned about that issue, would be very concerned today. I mean, the government, the federal government, has become very, very powerful.
Yeah.
To be the states.
Yeah.
And you know, they enumerated the powers of the Congress. It's one of the most important principles.
What do you mean by that?
They listed the things that Congress was allowed to do.
They wanted to be specific, didn't they?
Yeah, it can lay and collect taxes.
Yeah.
It can declare war.
We've kind of gotten away from that, though, haven't we? The last 100 years or so.
And Congress, and now the fight is on. The lawsuits against the health care bill are really historic.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll prevail, but they're historic.
Very, very interesting. Seth, in the couple of minutes we got left. Do for us a Wonderful Life kind of thing. Remember in the Wonderful Life when Angel Clarence came down and showed George Bailey what would have happened if he hadn't been around.
I know exactly that.
Do a Wonderful Life for us with regard to planet Earth if the Constitution had never been developed.
Well, just starting with America. The Constitution did permit slavery, but it also anticipated the end of slavery.
The founders were uneasy about it, at least, weren't they? Most of them.
Well, there's a very famous essay about that by W.E.B. Du Bois, and how obsessed they were with the moral issues around slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But if there were just separate states, it's quite possible that slavery would still exist.
But when I think about the fact that since the World War II, 100 plus democracies have been formed on planet Earth.
Right.
And you got to trace all that back to the Constitution, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea of a written Constitution. One that was written down, the English Constitution is not written, and what it was able to create in America as an example, and America stopped two attempts at world conquest, the Nazis and the Communists, through its strength and through its structures that protect freedom.
And weren't those freedoms, though? The Constitution is a physical thing, but from that Constitution, don't we draw the spirit that is the filament of that shining light on the hill?
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. Seth, how do we find the book?
Amazon.com. If you type in the Citizens' Constitution or go to any major bookstore.
How about your own website?
There is a website called Citizensconstitution.com.
All right.
And that'll take you to the book.
And, Seth, I got to go. Will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to.
Jim. Enjoyed
Thanks
having you here.
Happy July.
Happy 4th of July, sir. Seth Lipsky, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. A lot more to learn from him. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.